friends are gone and you have to know. Peace, Chef, I find until you come back and be mine. No matter what you do or say, I'm gonna love you anyway. You keep me crying, baby, for you. Keep on sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, and see about me.
Come see about me.
See about you, baby.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, and that's the Shake 'Em On Downs. Thanks for bringing the whole group down here tonight with the three girls, the three women. Fantastic stuff, Jeff. Jeff, you're the band leader and the drummer.
That's right.
Why don't we just start? Yeah, can you go over to two? We got to go over to two. Why don't we start before we get to specific questions about – why don't you introduce the band? Tell us who all we
have. Sure, absolutely. Let me start with the boys in the band here. I have on the keyboards over here Dan Engenthrone.
Howdy.
I have on the bass guitar over here the musical director by the name of Steven Stevie Schuster.
Hello there.
you were formerly Steve. You were with the congregation.
Yes. Yeah, I was in the studio about a year ago with the congregation.
Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay.
Over here on the guitar, we've got Daniel Cutie Cohen.
Hello.
Okay.
And then the three lovely ladies, the muse of the band here, the sirens. Please welcome all the way in, on the end here, looking very dashing and blonde. Please welcome Megan Hoinkus.
Hello.
In the center here, we have Miss Natalie Felix.
Hi, everyone.
And on the end here, we have Miss Tammy Savoy.
Hello.
So how did this all get together? How did you, the whole group get together and you came up with this?
Really, it was an idea for me to hear more of these wonderful Motown bass lines as played by my good friend Steven Schuster over here. We are huge fans of, we're coming at this from kind of a soul angle. Motown Records, Stax Records, of course, we love the Wrecking Crew. All the famous studio bands of yesteryear all have very famous bass players, and Duck Dunn, James Jamerson, Carole Kaye, etc. And I just want to give this guy an excuse to hear these tunes. So we kind of cooked up this idea where we wanted to put a, you know, I feel like in the scene out there, we could use a little more female voices, you know. So I thought this would be a good good group here. So we came up with this idea for the Shake 'Em On Downs, and here we are.
And how'd you find, I mean, you all have other gigs. How'd you find everybody? Do you all know each other? Did you do a Craigslist thing? I mean, how'd you find everybody?
This is the only band that I think any of us have probably ever been in where there was where there wasn't an audition. It was all people saying, I know this guy, he's perfect. I know this lady, she's perfect. And there you go. The first girl I had in mind was Miss Megan Hoinkus. And, reason being is because we've known each other for several years.
Several?
Yeah, absolutely. We are from the same town. We have the same hometown of Oswego, Illinois.
Oswego, Illinois.
Her mother taught me high school English.
What high school was that?
For a long time.
What high school was that?
Oswego High School.
Oswego High School. And Megan, you trained at Second City?
Yeah. I take classes there from time to time, and yeah.
Okay, and then Jeff, where'd you go after that? Jeff,
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Then where'd you go after that?
Then we went to Stephen Schuster's roster, and then through him we got, I believe we got Miss Natalie Felix through Stephen Schuster. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We did a caroling gig together in the winter months.
And Natalie, your father's a popular Mexican singer, it says here.
He is. Or he was once. He moved to America, and then that kind of faded a little bit, but he sings every morning.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of Mexico?
He's from the northern part, so Sonora, which is, I guess, cowboy land.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is Jorge Contreras. Okay. His artist name is El Chavo Chon.
So there was music around the house for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
So then we have Tammy, the third female voice. And how'd you join the group?
She came through a recommendation through another group that I had seen around town.
The Lovettes.
The Lovettes, that's right.
Okay, okay. And you're from the Twin Cities. You're from the Twin Cities? Minneapolis?
Saint Paul?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, St. Paul, actually.
Okay. So when it comes to picking material, I mean, for everybody here, I mean, Supremes, did you go into Dixie Cups, the Angels? I mean, how do you do the whole girl group repertoire?
There is so much good stuff to start. I mean, obviously, we kind of started with the big ones, the Supremes and the Ronettes, and it keeps going. There's so many great tunes. There's so many, I mean... We're always, every rehearsal, it's like, oh, we should do this one, too. We should do that one, too. And we're, you know, we could fill days with this stuff, you know. And we haven't even gotten to any of the Christmas stuff, which we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing, like, that Phil Spector Christmas.
Oh, you are going to be doing that.
That's what we're going to be doing that coming up this season. And we haven't even gotten into any, like, the kind of modern iterations of girl groups through, you know, the 80s and beyond, which we plan on doing at some point, you know.
Okay, we're going to talk about some upcoming gigs. We're going to take a break for some spots, and we'll be back with the Shake 'Em On Downs after this. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720, and we're in the studio with the Shake 'Em On Downs. Jeff Phillippe, you're the band leader and drummer.
Correct.
And you've got a gig coming up at Fitzgerald's with this group?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Talk about that.
This Thursday night, we are going to be part of a series that Fitzgerald's is holding where they're having I guess they're having Classic Rock Thursdays, where once a month they're going to be having various like classic rock bands be playing.
I didn't know that.
Last month they actually had a band that Dan Ingenthrone is in. It was a Fleetwood Mac tribute band called Secondhand News. And this month we are doing the Shake 'Em On Downs with the Tiny Miles Trio opening. And Tiny Miles does rockabilly in the style of Johnny Cash, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Okay. And what time is that show?
That show is going to start at 8 o'clock. I know it's a school night, so we're having the show start a little earlier so people can feel free to come out and they won't have to, you know, miss the end of Fallon or whatever. We can still get everybody in bed in time for Friday.
And as the people on the street know, there's a lot of choreography and costuming. You guys are even dancing here. You know?
That's right.
I wanted to ask, where do you get your wigs?
You know, actually, we took a little group trip, a group excursion to go find these wigs.
We shop at Fantasy Costumes in Portage Park.
But I wasn't the one driving, so I don't know where we landed.
That's all mine.
And Miss Tammy Savoy actually does her own hair, if you can believe that. It's amazing.
Yeah, right. I could.
It takes a long time. But, yeah, shout out to Fantasy Costumes and Z for helping us out. And you'll notice these wonderful royal blue fringe dresses that the girls are shimmying in right now. Those are made by Miss Sarah Roslin. You can check her out at Sarah Sews.
Okay. All right, the gentleman here, I wanted to talk a little bit about, Steve, about the congregation. Tell the listeners what band that is and...
So we're a soul band. We do mostly original music, kind of, I guess, mostly in the style of Stax. So when we do, like, covers, we do a lot of Stax covers. And we have an amazing vocalist and a horn section. And, you know, we play, these days we're kind of playing about once a month, mostly throughout the city. And sometimes we'll be out of town, but mostly in the city.
And Dan, both Dans, tell us about the groups you play in. This leads to another question.
Sure. So I play.
And you're Dan. Which Dan are you?
Cohen.
Okay.
So I play in a couple of original bands. I have a group called Terriers that I write and sing for. And
what
play.
Kind of music is that? I don't.
Indie rock, kind of. Okay. Yeah, okay. But I also play in a group called Arts and Letters that I play keyboards in. And both of those groups are heavily influenced by this type of music. So Yeah.
Okay. And Dan on keyboards.
Yeah. So I play keys with a band called The Heavy Sounds, which is a kind of like a soul jazz. Kind of like this band, we source songs from the 60s, 40, 50 years ago. It's got more of a jazz tip to it, but we also do things like Booker T and the MGs. Play a lot of like Jimmy Smith, Lou Donaldson, things like that. Beatles covers, you know, just different versions of those songs. I play with a lot of songwriters around town. Steve and I just played with a guy, good friend of ours, Ryan Joseph Anderson, who put out a great record called City of Vines. We just did his release show at the Hideout a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, all kinds of stuff.
So where I'm going, and Jeff, you do the Fortunate Son thing.
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, Fortunate Sons are the world's finest tribute to Creedence Clearwater Revival. We play around town very often.
Better than Creedence Clearwater Revisited?
No comment. No, we love Doug and Stu.
Yeah, you do. You
bless those guys wherever they are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, we're very excited because that band is having an opportunity to do a lengthy European tour this winter. So we're going to be going over there for 2 months playing Creedence music for crazy European people who love guitar rock. That's what they love over there, man.
Good.
They're into
you.
It.
And Steve, you're in that band too, right? Fortunate Sons?
That's correct. I also play bass in that band.
Okay, so now where I'm going with all that is what from all your other projects do you bring into this and what might be different with this? And this is Dan.
Yeah, so sure. So the group that I mentioned, for example, Arts and Letters, that I play keyboards in, very heavily influenced by the Kinks, the Beatles, stuff like that. So it's interesting because in that band we're kind of aping this music, and now I'm literally learning the exact parts from the original recordings. Yeah, so there's a lot of parallels.
Yeah. Have you paid attention to like some of the Phil Spector production stuff?
Of course.
I mean, how do you source this material? Do you look at videos? Do you listen to the box sets? I mean, how do you set this up?
Yeah. Actually, the videos are interesting because there's not a lot of video from the era. So what we find, we pay attention to very closely. There's maybe only one version of the Supremes doing the song, you know, ever like that there's a tape of. So we draw from that most especially in terms of the choreography element of it because we want to hit some of those moves that they were doing. Of course, their choreography looks very mundane compared to what modern artists, you know, like Beyonce or whatever, are doing.
Yeah.
They're practically doing backflips across the stage and the Supremes are only waving their hands a bit. But, you know, it still looks cool. A little goes a long way, you know, especially when you're wearing shimmery fringe dresses. It just looks really, you know, looks really good, you know.
Well, thanks. So we're going to take a break for David Jennings and the news. We'll come back with some more live music. But thanks for making the effort to pull all this together. You guys look great. So.
Thank you.
So we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Shake 'Em on Downs after David Jennings and the news on WGN.
Do right.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. That's the Shake 'Em On Downs. And Jeff, tell us how that medley. Now, is that what people can expect at Fitzgerald's, or did you do that medley just for us here at Nocturnal Journal?
People might be hearing that at Fitzgerald's. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie
to
you.
So is that how you break it down? Do you do medleys? Do you do solos?
Oh, yeah. We do a little this and a little that. You know, we just want to keep it moving. We want this to be like a dance party here. I think people on the street, are you liking what you're hearing out here?
Yeah.
I think there's a few people on the street. Even that guy likes it. Hey, where you been, man? Yeah. I haven't seen you forever. How you doing? All right. See, I think you're getting a little indication of what you might see on stage here. These people are into it, and hopefully the people in the audience are going to be into it, too. We just want to keep it moving so they keep moving. You know, everybody wants to be moving.
Are you a big Hal Blaine guy? Hal Blaine, the drummer from the Wrecking Crew?
A big Hal Blaine guy. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's the guy. I mean, no doubt. Yeah. You know, of the, I mean, all these guys are great drummers, so I really have my work cut out for me. I'm kind of dumbing it down a little bit, I'm not going to lie to you. But, you know, Benny Benjamin, I can't keep up with that guy at all. That's incredible, you know.
Okay. Now everybody knows.
It's true, yeah. But okay. Don't tell anyone, it'll be our secret.
So it's a girl group, but I feel strange calling you girls. But I'm going to ask you the same round of questions, and before you answer, say which girl you are, that I asked the gentleman about what your outside stuff brings to this group. So... do you want to start, Megan?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So I've been taking class at Second City for about 2 years. One of the things I did is music improv, and that was really exciting for me because it's very, there's something, the level of stress that you get where you suddenly have to not only come up with something and then also hopefully have it rhyme or repeat or maybe have a chorus or something. It's very exciting. It's very, it just creates a lot of fun, high stakes. And so... When Jeff invited me to be a part of this group, I was so excited because, first of all, I love this music. I grew up with this, listening with my parents in the car. But also, I just really liked the idea of being able to kind of roll with the punches and do something new. Sometimes we create new things, and it's very exciting and accidental. but it's really fun to have these guys have my back and these ladies have my back as well.
Yeah, this is a new group. I mean, this is our first year doing this, so this is pretty hot off the oven here. Yeah,
we're getting a scoop here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, Natalie.
Yes,
classically trained opera singer. So
that is true. Okay, I went to DePaul University, the Lincoln Park campus, because that's where the music school is. I got my bachelor's degree in vocal performance, and I did a lot of opera work before that as well in Los Angeles, where I'm from. I was in an arts high school as well, so lots of singing in my past, and I, like I said, my dad is a singer, so
yeah.
I just never stop singing is what it is.
And I dig your wig. It's my favorite.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have a nice wig.
It's called Priscilla. We've named
them.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Leslie over here is not offended at all.
Yeah.
She's fine.
And besides that, I also have another band that I'm in called Willie Dynamite. So if they're listening, I hope.
And what kind of music is that?
So we're kind of an all original music, 10-piece big band. We do a lot of music influenced by Motown, soul, funk, R&B, pop, and I'm a background singer in that, but I do sometimes get front and center and sing a couple too.
I thought it was time to bring her to the foreground is what I
absolutely,
you know, I mean, you've been doing this since you went to a arts high school. It's time to bump you up.
Yeah, I've had a blast so far. I know we're just here from February onward, but it's been really great, and I'm really excited for everything that's coming our way.
It'll all go downhill after being on this show.
Yeah, I hope not. Is that a good thing?
I mean, you could still go downhill now. We're not done yet.
And Tammy, where'd you come here from, Minnesota?
I came here to go to school. I came here back in 2003.
Okay.
Yes. So I've been here since then.
And what did you do when you got to Chicago?
Oh, I went to school for graphic arts and design, and some kind of way I ended up doing music instead. So, yeah. So I'm a part of a band also. It's called Lance Lipinski and the Lovers, and I sing with the Lovettes. So that's real fun. We do kind of the similar music as this, but it's more like classic rock swing added in there too. So
it says retro pinup model.
I do a little pinup modeling. Yes.
And what's that for? Like just calendars or
that's stuff? Just I just do that on the side for fun.
Because the reason I brought that up, and this is for everybody, when you say retro,
yes,
for everybody in the room, what does retro mean to you?
The funny thing is for this music, since I listened to it growing up in my dad's car, I don't really think of it as being like as timeless as it is. It just always feels like childhood to me. So I guess for me, retro is very subjective.
Same yeah. for me. Yeah. I grew up listening to Motown all the time. Yeah. I live this. Like, this is my life. I don't feel like, it's my lifestyle. So.
All right, so here's what retro is. Okay. Yeah. When I was a kid and there was a classic car show, the cars were really old. And now when I went, so we played a couple of classic car shows this year and it was the same car I had when I was little. And I was like, oh, now I'm a classic. So if it's older than me,
if I'm
considered classic, right? If it's pre me, then it's retro. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's
all right. Cool.
Baseline.
And you can look that up. That's in the dictionary, I think. If it's not, I'm writing it. Yo, Tammy, you got to tell them about the cakes, girl.
Yeah.
The cakes.
Tell me about the cakes.
About the cakes. What do you mean about the cakes?
Well, you a pastry chef, right?
I was a pastry chef. I have retired from that business.
Also retired from Halloween too, right?
I am retired from Halloween as well. I'm too busy doing my music. I'm doing my passion now, So.
Where were you a pastry chef at?
I actually went to the French pastry school that's here. Yeah, okay. So for a year.
When you guys are singing, I was listening. Where does that take you? Are you going somewhere in your imagination, or are you just thinking about the technique? I mean, when you sing, what goes through your mind for the women?
Honestly, for me, it's pure bliss. It's a moment that I can't ever get back, and I really enjoy playing music with all of these guys. I love, when I'm singing, especially lead. I mean, my job is not only to produce, an awesome show, but I got to be listening. And honestly, that's my focus is listening on these guys.
Same question for the other women.
Yeah. For me, I just feel like these songs, I feel like I've been preparing for this band since I was a little kid. I feel like that's always been like where I am since day one. So when I hear this music, I'm like, oh yeah, I know exactly when this, I know the breathe, and it just feels very
second nature.
Yeah. And then also at the same time, very ephemeral, just very of the moment.
Oh yeah.
And I love it. And then you put this dress on, and then I put my wig Leslie on, and
it's exciting. I feel like we have a diva feel to us once once we get the whole getup going. I definitely feel
I'm so much less sassy without this wig on. I swear to you.
I'm not. I'm always like
it's
this.
True.
And it depends on the song, where I go. Sometimes I might think about my husband, depending on the content.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So sweet.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to come back and do another song after some commercials here on Nocturnal Journal and WGN with the Shake 'em on Downs.
If you want my loving, if you I want to see you with it. Straight.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with the Shake 'Em On Downs, and that's Natalie Felix channeling Aretha Franklin. What, boy, that's a tall order, isn't it?
Thanks. It is. Yeah. And I saw her earlier this spring, but I'm never going to live up to it. But you know, I have a blast, so I'm glad you guys like it out there. Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's really, really, very, very, very nice. Does this lead to any? I just thought of this while I was listening to that. Does this lead to any original compositions, like in all your groups? Do you hear this stuff, and as you study it and as you learn it, does it make you want, you know?
Yeah, that'll be next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
No, Dan. Yeah,
these are. All of the parts in all of these songs are just the best parts of any pop songs that were ever written. You're talking about the keys, the drums, the bass, the guitar.
Elaborate on that. What do you mean? Yeah, elaborate on that.
This is what makes great American pop music. This is the past and the present of it and the future of it. And knowing this stuff and learning it inside out is just been amazing. Like to take that and kind of translate that into other projects that we're all playing in. It's, you know, that's the best part about playing.
It's very high-spirited stuff, you know. It really is. It's very, very, very inspiring music.
We're lucky to have the best repertoire of pop music there really ever was. And I'm very, very fortunate to be in a band of people who can pull it off. Both Dan, Steve, Natalie, Tammy, and Megan, thanks for being around and being in this band. It's going to be great. And we are, once again, we are the Shake 'Em On Downs. Shake E-M-O-N. Downs with an S .com
Very
to check out the website. Well, y'all got to check out the website because how else are you going to hear about the calendar? You're going to find all the details for the Fitzgerald's date this Thursday on the calendar at shakemondowns.com, right? You're going to find out all the info for our Ballydoyle and Aurora date on the calendar at shakemondowns. I'm talking about E-M-O-N-D-O-N-D-O-W-N-S. ShakeEmOnDowns.com. How are you going to know about our Christmas show?
That's well, a good one, yeah. Yeah.
When you're going to see Phil Spector Christmas, we're going to do the whole album. We're going to do it at the Beat Kitchen the Friday before Christmas, I believe. But how are you going to find out information for that show? You're going to go to ShakeEmOnDowns.com. Also, you can like us on Facebook. Dig it?
Yeah, very good, Jeff. Very good. Who comes to you? You did a show at Township. Is that right? Who comes to the shows?
Well,
I mean, demographically and...
Demographically, who doesn't dig this music?
Yeah.
I mean, you dig it, I dig it, my kid digs it, everybody digs it. So there is nobody that is not going to like this band. And right now, we're still getting the word out. But when people are coming, everybody likes it, making fans all the time of any demographic.
Yeah, I just wonder if there's new listeners or the people who think of a whole Hairspray thing or, you know, just, you know...
These songs really never left... the popular lexicon. They're on every movie. You know, we have so many sister act references in this band. You know, I mean, all these songs, everyone knows these songs. They're just part of the, you know, if you're in a movie and there's a romantic part of the movie, you're hearing this music. This is just, it's evocative, it's romantic music. It's what people want to hear when it's a soundtrack to falling in love. Can you dig it?
For the women, I've got a couple minutes left. Did you learn about some of the struggles women had in the industry in the 1960s?
Yes. I mean, obviously, there was a lot of, a lot of things kind of blocking their paths. But, I don't know.
It's always hard. It's always hardest for the first people because they paved the way.
Yes.
It's always the hardest. And goodness gracious, we salute the ladies that we have the privilege to sing their music. We all love to sing Aretha. We lovingly fought over those songs in the nicest, most polite way possible because we just loved it. Yeah.
And let's not forget the greatest songwriter of all time, arguably, is Carole King.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
No doubt.
How'd you get the name for the band?
I just feel like I'm going to shake them on down.
Maybe it was
just, it just sprung in the mind, man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's part of the dialogue of Do You Love Me? It's part of the beginning opening dialogue of Do You Love Me?
And it's
shake them down.
Okay, before we sign off, do you want to introduce everybody, Jeff, and in the band one more
time? Sure, once more. Again, on the keys, we have Dan Injun Throne over here. We have Steven Stevie Schuster. We have Daniel Cutie Cohen. Over here, the ladies, the lovely ladies. We have Megan Hoinkes, all the way from Oswego, Illinois. all the way from Hollywood, California, please welcome Natalie Felix, and from St. Paul, Minnesota, the incomparable Miss Tammy Savoy.
Okay, so the show is the 24th at Fitzgerald's.
That's right, don't miss it.
And what time does it start?
Starts at 8 for the Miles Trio and the Tiny Miles Trio, and we'll be on immediately following.
Well, thank you so much for making the effort to pull this off. And this was like, you really went all out. So
Dave, we're really happy to be here. Thank you. And mad respect to you and your, you know, writing about Mavis Staples, a huge icon for us
as well.
So yeah, right on.
Thanks a lot. So thank you for listening to Nocturnal Journal tonight. Thanks to Brett Jackson, Krista Flores, and Dan Long. And we'll see you next week on Nocturnal Journal.